bless you, Lord God of heaven and earth. Your praise will continually be in our mouth. We exalt and appreciate you. We say thank you, God. Thank you for the new day. Thank you for another Sunday. We exalt you. We say thank you for the journey so far. Thank you for victories. Thank you for testimonies. Thank you for pleasant surprises. Thank you for help. Thank you for favor. Thank you for showing yourself as a strong and mighty God. We are grateful. We say thank you for all you have done for us. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for your mighty and great deeds in our lives. Lord, we bless and appreciate you. Thank you for fighting our battles for us. Thank you because we are alive. Thank you for this opportunity to make it right with you. We exalt and appreciate you. We say thank you, Jesus. We go to our different places of worship. You give us the spirit of worship. You help us to worship you in spirit and in truth. Our worship will be acceptable by you in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Today is Sunday, the second day in the month of August. God has been so good to us. I want us to make this words of the declaration that in the name of Jesus Christ, as I journey through August 2026, everywhere I go, I will see the Lord there. I will see the Lord before me, behind me, beside me, inside me, all around me. In the name of Jesus Christ, the strength of the Lord is my portion. My going out is blessed. My coming in is blessed. I am secured in the grace of God. I am secured by the mercies of God. I am secured in the strength of the Lord. The strength of the Lord will be made available for me at all times in the name of Jesus Christ. This month of August, I will bless the Lord at all times, because his praise will continually be in my mouth all throughout this month and beyond in the name of Jesus Christ. My soul will make boast in the Lord, that the Lord is good and his mercies endures forever in my life and all that concerns me in the name of Jesus Christ. This month of August, I will not lack anything good, because the goodness and the mercies of the Lord are my surety in the name of Jesus Christ. I will seek after the Lord and I will be delivered. I will be found of him in the name of Jesus Christ. This month I will pursue, I will overtake, I will recover in the name of Jesus Christ. I will recover all that pertains to me in the name of Jesus Christ. This month of August, everything that God has said concerning me, it is settled in the name of Jesus Christ. And I believe it, because the words of the Lord are yes and they are amen over my life in the name of Jesus Christ. Blessings are my heritage in the name of Jesus Christ. This month of August, my face will be lightened on all sides in the name of Jesus Christ. This month, I will look unto God in the name of Jesus Christ. I will reflect the presence of God. I will reflect the light of God. I carry the light and the life of God within me in the name of Jesus Christ. This month of August, the angel of the Lord encamps round about me in the name of Jesus Christ. This month of August, I receive the strength. I receive the understanding to worship God, to reverence him at all times in the name of Jesus Christ. This month of August, I will not lack. I will leap over a wall in the name of Jesus Christ. I will run. I will not be tired. I will walk. I will not go weary. I will soar with wings like eagles in the name of Jesus Christ. The peace of the Lord speaks for me and surrounds me in the name of Jesus Christ. I will serve the Lord more than ever before in the name of Jesus Christ. I will enjoy the presence. I will enjoy the strength. I will enjoy the power of God in the name of Jesus Christ. I enjoy the timely help of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. My seat is not in the seat of backwardness in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not be broken on all sides in the name of Jesus Christ. I enjoy the safety of the Lord. I enjoy the deliverance of the Lord more than ever before. The Lord keeps me and my home in safety in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord keeps us that our bones will not be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord redeems us from all evil. The Lord preserves our soul. The Lord will guide our going out and our coming in the name of Jesus Christ. This month of August, the sun will not smite me by day, nor the moon by night, in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will be my everlasting light. The Lord will be my everlasting peace, in the name of Jesus Christ. I will enjoy the presence of God. I will enjoy the timely and the timeless help of the Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. I and all that belongs to me, I and my family, are preserved in the grace of the Lord. It is well with us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Brethren, as we know that today is a day of worship, every day is a day of worship, but today is a significant day that we'll gather together in the presence of the Lord to worship Him in spirit and in truth. As we go to this service, the Lord will teach us to worship Him in truth and in spirit in Jesus' name. We will not go and come back empty-handed. We will not go and come in vain in the name of Jesus Christ. Our strength will be renewed in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name of prayer. I want us to look at our Bible this morning, and the scripture is taken from Psalm 96, verse 6 to 7. We're reading two verses. It says, "Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pastures and the sheep of His hands." As we go to worship today, this scripture is telling us that we should worship God. We should worship God in spirit and in truth. Let's lay aside everything that is disturbing us. Let us lay aside every weight and let us worship God in spirit and in truth. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, the Lord who has spared us to this hour. It has not been by works of righteousness, but His mercies kept us. Then Psalm 100 verse 1 to 3 says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye saints. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing." As we go to service today, let us go before Him with singing, not with grumbling. Because God has spared our lives to see this day. We are already in the second half and we are already journeying. And it is the strength of God that will see us through. So let us be joyful in our hearts. Let's make joyful noise unto the Lord. Let's be grateful for what He has done. And let's not be ungrateful for what we are yet to. God knows our needs. He is a faithful God. I can boldly say that He is a faithful God. And He's so intentional about our life. All we just need to do is to live our lives according to the instructions He has given to us. We need to be obedient so that we can enjoy the fruits and the benefits that He has planned for us in Jesus' name. So verse 2 says, "Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord is good. Know ye that the Lord is God. It is He that has made us and not ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pastures." As we go before the Lord as His sheep, we will enjoy the joy that comes from the presence of the Lord. The Lord will teach us to worship God from the depth of our heart. He will teach us to worship Him for who He is in our lives, because most of the time, all we do is to worship God for the financial benefit that we have gotten. And the Bible is not telling us to worship Him for or praise Him for only the financial blessings. We should worship Him because of who He is, because He is God that reigns in the affairs of we human. He is the one that takes charge. He is God and He is God alone. He is not God because of what He gives to us. He is God despite all. So we should worship God because He is God. Because we are loved. Because He has picked us. He has spared our lives from the very start. God has kept us in His original plan. And is making sure and working everything that all will work together for our good. So I want to tell us this morning that God is intentional about you. He loves you. Serve Him and worship Him for who He is, for His mightiness, for His greatness, for His power. Worship Him for what He has done and give Him praises for what you are still going to get from Him. Because all He has for us is to make us go through the process to give us a future that is glorious, a future that is beautiful, a future that is filled with all that He has for us in the name of Jesus Christ. As we go today to worship, the Spirit of the Lord rest upon us afresh in Jesus' name. We receive the garment of praise in the name of Jesus Christ. We'll be taught to worship the Lord in truth and the Spirit in the name of Jesus. We'll be glad and rejoice for what God has done. Firstly, for His great and mighty power in our lives, for ruling in the affairs of our lives, and we will give Him the glory for what He has done and for what is preparing ahead for us to get in the name of Jesus Christ. Our lives and our sacrifices today in His presence will be acceptable in Jesus' name. The Lord will teach us that our lives will be presentable. Our life will be a reasonable sacrifice of worship to Him, one worship before Him today in Jesus' name. Our going to church will not be in vain in Jesus' name. We will be renewed from our inner man. We will be refreshed from the throne of grace. The word of God will meet every one of us at the point of our needs in the name of Jesus Christ, and our hearts will be satisfied, our hearts will be glad, and we'll be refreshed from the throne of mercy. We'll be refreshed from His presence. His word will come alive in our lives in Jesus' name. It is well with our spirit, soul, and body. I commit every one of us into the hands of the Lord. The presence of the Lord, the Shekinah glory of the Lord, rest upon us in Jesus' name, and our lives will radiate the grace and the presence of the Lord in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Thank you. God bless you.